Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Mouton, WWL TV Sports Director, join us. Dougie Fresh, how are you, man?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good, man. In a bizarre world right now with no sports, hosting a sports show. Thankfully, we have... We have NFL free agency.
Yeah, thankfully. I get it.
Let's start there. What do you like most about what the Saints have done so far in free agency?
Well, look, I mean, every time you look at free agency, you hope that what you think the Saints are going to need, and I guess this goes, no matter what team you follow, you hope that the decision makers on that team see the same needs. And for a couple of years, I've thought the Saints needed to get better at wide receiver. And I was very glad they went out and got Emmanuel Sanders. I don't think it completely solves the problem, but I thought that was a terrific add. Keeping Janoris Jenkins, I think, was big because you knew Eli Apple was going. Overall, I think they've plugged a whole bunch of holes, done extremely well, and set themselves up nicely for the draft. Overall, I would say I love what the Saints have done, but in particular, I think Emmanuel Sanders is perfect. And I think a guy his age, a guy in his 30s who's been around, run a bunch of different systems, he's so plug and play, and he's used to being the second wheel, and he's okay with it. I think he is literally a perfect fit.
Is there a move that you don't like?
Obviously the one that I think raised everybody's eyebrows was Andres Pete. That was surprising. I mean, I think he has the ability to be a pretty good player. $57 million is a lot for a pretty good player. But look, it's also – look, here's the one thing about the whole COVID-19, the way it's going to play out in the NFL, that I think is why Andres Pete makes more sense. It's obvious that the offseason is going to get shrunk, and it's going to get shrunk in a big way. It's very possible the first time NFL teams are allowed on the field, and this is actually what I hope is for training camp. And even that could get shrunk. We know the offseason's getting shrunk. We hope the regular season's not. We know the offseason is. That is to the advantage of every team with stability. And the Saints obviously have as much stability as any team in the NFL. They have a coach and a quarterback who have been together since 2006. They'll now bring back their first seven offensive linemen, their primary running back, their primary tight end, the primary wide receiver. They're bringing back so many of their pieces. And with a very shortened offseason, that's going to be to the Saints' advantage.
Doug, speaking of the shortened offseason, et cetera, or the offseason being interrupted at least by COVID-19. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, said in a memo to every club that the draft is going to take place as its scheduled date, April 23rd through the 25th. And I'll get to that in a minute. But then he tells the teams that anybody that criticizes this decision is going to be fined. I mean, does he live in a communist country?
Look, I have worked at places where things would be going wrong, and your boss has the right to tell you you're not allowed to talk outside. I mean, they are, if you look at it as one company, the boss of the, and look, I think it's ridiculous, and you should open discussions, but I can say I've been in a position before where I was told, if any outside media call about this, you're not allowed to answer for it. It's, and you know what I mean? And so you just
I feel you. I've had that happen as well.
I'm sure you have. Yes. So sometimes the boss is going to say that. And look, from the NFL standpoint, whether or not you do the draft, Certainly, Mickey Loomis came out this week and said he'd prefer to move it back. It wasn't the strongest worded thing. He didn't demand it. He said he'd prefer it because it's impossible to put together a legitimate war room. He said it doesn't do justice to the process. From the NFL standpoint, there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to do anything different if you push it back a month. So it's not like that would make any difference. And the fact is, all teams would be at the same disadvantage. Yep. It's not like there's an uneven playing field. And it's also the fact the NFL does the draft the way they do it now for TV ratings. And it literally could be almost Super Bowl ratings for their draft. And don't think the league doesn't know that.
So overall, you think that the decision to keep the draft was the right one, considering, you know, what's the battle that they faced, right, Doug? Are we going to look insensitive with everything that's going on, or could we provide a respite and a diversion?
Yeah, I understand the optics of it, and you don't want to look insensitive. I get that. But also, at a time when the American economy is having monstrous problems, the people who can work safely need to work. I need to do my job every day. All of us who can work and do it in a safe way need to. And the NFL would do the draft over the phone. The teams are going to have to figure out how to teleconference, on their own, in one spot, so they can each be at home doing it, and then to the NFL too. But that's simple technology that I have a feeling the NFL can work that out. You just won't be in the same room, but you'll be on the same video chat line. So it's technology that can be worked out. Yes, I understand you don't want to look insensitive, but at the same time, I do believe that if you can do your job from home, please do it, because the economy needs every person working that can work. That's just my personal opinion.
Doug, how different – that's one of the things I love about free agency is how different a team and divisions can look in a span of a few hours. And the NFC South looks drastically different without Cam Newton in there with the Panthers and Jameis Winston as the quarterback of the Buccaneers, and you insert Tom Brady and Teddy Bridgewater into those two vacancies. It's crazy to think about how good the NFC South has become.
Yeah, and look, the way I'm looking at it right now, I'm sure as heck hoping and expecting us to be out of all this by the fall. The fall is going to be nuts. We're moving Jazz Fest back to the fall, with Voodoo Fest. Who knows how those are going to go together? I think the Saints are going to have an absolutely legitimate chance to make a Super Bowl run. I think the fall is going to be nuts. I think the division is so much more fun. Yeah, how many times have we played the same Cam Newton storyline, the same Jameis Winston story? Now you're facing Tom Brady twice a year, and you're facing Joe Brady and Teddy Bridgewater and the Saints offense coming back at them twice a year. Yeah, it's the fall is going to be nuts, and I think those four games – look, we divide up trips among the three of us, me, Ricardo, and Andrew, who's going where, and – I took the California trip that included Seattle last year. So then I went to Ricardo and said, which trip do you want? He wanted Chicago and Andrew wanted Nashville. Nobody ever wants Carolina or Tampa. One, because you go there every year. But two, because the games, they just got stale. It just got old. Now, all of a sudden, those games are fun again. I agree completely. I think it's going to be bananas. But I think the whole – honestly, I can't wait until September gets here. I think it's going to be nuts in the best possible way.
You pulling rank and taking the Vegas trip?
Well, we had already booked Vegas for the draft, and I was going to that. I don't know yet. I might. I hate to do that, and I try to be fair about it, but I might. We haven't got – look, at this point, I just want it to all happen. If it all happens and I go to Tampa and Charlotte, I'll be elated to do those trips, because just the idea, I think all of us are going to appreciate everything more when this thing is over. I just can't wait to get back into actually caring about it. And look, yeah, you said it. Free agency has been nice to give you something else to think about. Look, there's a lot of people being affected physically by COVID-19. A lot of people have it, but there's also 100 times more people who are sort of at home trying to be occupied and doing the right thing and staying away from other people. And it's nice to have something you can read about that's not that.
Doug, don't be afraid to pull rank, man. We used to have a saying in the Marine Corps of RHIP, rank has its privileges, man. It's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? When you're the sports director at Channel 4, go ahead and do that, man, if you feel necessary. Doug, stay safe, man, and thanks a bunch for the time. We certainly
you too. Anytime, Christian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.